The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best, with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Not so much for us up here in Southern Ontario, Canada, where we're broadcasting from, but it's still a great day and everybody's happy. Well, it's a little gray, but it is what it is. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us and thank you for taking a part of your day to be a part of this show. If you're here, it's not a coincidence. And I always say, I don't believe in such things as coincidences. So you're here because you're searching for something. And if you can hear me, then your answers are waiting for you, for your questions. This you can find on your own. Our show is to raise you to a higher level of consciousness and put you in a path for you to realize that you are limitless. You have the key, you are the driver. Wake you up to understand that you could live a more beneficial life if the one you're having is not fun. You can change any situation that you're in, and you have the ability to cure any pain that you may be feeling, or take care of the body, or make the body perform to its maximum. This is our show. We are raising you to the higher level of consciousness. Wake up, everybody, is what I say all the time, and wake up to the reality, and wake up to the life that you are supposed to live, and wake up to ridding yourself of the camouflage that was given to us from day one. You've come in pure, in a spiritual being. You adapt yourself to a body, attached to a body, and you were raised by society or parents or influences around you, however it may have been, to let you realize or make you believe that you are restricted. This is how we were raised. But with us and realizing and tapping into spirituality, you'll understand that you are limitless. You'll also understand that you are not the body. There are no restrictions to you. However, because we have a body, we are restricted. Unfortunately, we can't fly. However, you could get the maximum amount from it, from understanding who you are. Today, we want to talk a little bit about attraction and how to bring in the fortune that you seek, or the luck, or the happiness, the companionship, whatever goals you may have set for yourself, that they are there for you. And you will do well by knowing how to attract them to you, or you attract yourself to it. This is our intent. Wake up. I welcome all the old time listeners, as well as the new listeners. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Everybody, welcome home from all around the world. We're appreciating you being here. I tapped in a little bit. Before I go on, I want to talk a little bit about COVID and our vaccine, us getting our vaccine. And we're not going to say much about it because everything seems to be going in a positive direction and everybody seems to be relaxing a little bit more and not as afraid. And we are now starting to open the doors a little bit more. The unfortunate thing for us is I just realized that we are the only ones here in Ontario who cannot go inside of a restaurant and dine inside. We're still doing it outside and we're still wearing the mask whenever we're indoors. However, I hope this too shall pass. But in the meantime, we're restricted to a patio. We could get together in a little bit more, a bigger group, and things are slowly changing. This is passing. As we've always said, this too shall pass. We're getting a little bit more freedom. We're starting to have parties and get-togethers and meetings like we did and see the loved ones we haven't seen for a very long time. And that's a positive thing. So we are moving in the right direction. Thank you. And everybody should be happy for that and hope that maybe in a few months from now, we won't even have to discuss COVID because it has passed or we've controlled and learned how to live with it. Either way, we're moving in a positive way, and that's an awesome thing. Consider getting the vaccine because it is a part of it. I wanted to say that, and that's it. We're going to talk a lot today, about attraction and how do you attract things to you. Just like a magnet, if you can imagine, a magnet will constantly pull something towards it. If it's close enough or it is pulling, the strength of the pull power is just not strong enough when it's further away. But if you put it close together, they're actually fighting to get to each other, the magnet and the steel, or whatever attracts itself to a magnet. So we are very much the same. When we want something, so you have to put it in your mind as if you're the steel or the magnet and the attraction is constantly pulling you towards it. What blocks us most often is we don't believe that, or we don't feel it, or we don't understand it, or we stand in the way and we prevent it. But if what you want in your life is out there and you have the desire for it, you are attracting it. And you can take steps towards bringing that towards you. Whatever goals that you may have for yourself, health, money, companionship, a move, a house, whatever it is, it's only the desire that is stopping you from getting there. And when you set yourself out to attract these things into you, it is actually coming towards you as you are moving towards it. You must take action. The ideas that we hold in our head are the things that we want, and be careful of what you're hoping for. And I say this a lot because you are going to get it. So I would suggest before you go out and set your mind or your thoughts or your focus or your desire on that object or that thing or that lifestyle, that you take a good look and how it's going to impact you or impact those who are around you, your family, your work, wherever, and see how you could deal with that, because things will change. Things will change as this comes towards you. Now you put your eyes, you focus on the target that you're looking at, and you only have to will it. All you have to do is say, I want that, and move towards it. If you don't know how, you will learn from others as how they've taken the steps towards it. Are you trying to lose a lot of weight? Are you trying to get a lot of money? Are you trying to do all these things? You have to learn how it's done. In doing that, you are learning how to bring it in, and it's constantly on your mind. So the body is going to follow that path, that pull, that attraction. But you just need to desire it. And once you desire it, it is coming towards you. Please don't stand in the way. Don't block it. Don't change your mind. Don't throw out the negative thoughts towards it in saying that you can't do this. That is what we call spiritual suicide, because you are killing yourself. You must stay focused and look at what you want and bring it towards you. It is coming towards you as you're going towards it. You might have to change your lifestyle for this to happen. You might have to change some of the situations that you're in for that to happen. You may have to change and get rid of some of the people who are surrounding you for this to happen. Because a lot of them, and we talk a lot about staying in good company, a lot of the people that are around you don't want you to have that because they don't know how to achieve it on their own. So their negative thoughts, their vibes, their actions, their words, and all these things will be a deterrent for you because you will hear it. You will hear it, and at some point you may question your ability to accomplish that. And the thing is about hearing it, you cannot unring a bell. Once you've heard it, you've heard it. But if you don't swing on it, if you don't dwell on it, if you don't carry it for a very long time, it will pass and you will continue in motion towards whatever it is that you're looking for, whatever goals you may have set for yourself. Focus on it. Move towards it as it's moving towards you. You take action. And you've heard many times, your desire or your destination, it all begins with the first step. And the first step, not necessarily the physical step, but is the desire towards it, towards that goal that you're looking for. Take that step in that direction. Whatever you desire, you can attract it to yourself. You could bring it in. And a lot of you who are hearing me will understand the situation that you're in and a clear explanation as to why you're in that situation. At some point, you're asking for it. You are asking for it. And when you will say, well, I didn't ask for that portion of it, you also have to understand that this came with the package that you were looking for. If this came with the package that you're asking for, when you buy that album, if you still buy albums or if you know what an album is, you don't always enjoy all the songs on that record, but you still like the record enough. And when you do get it, you will live with those songs. But, you know, the reason you got it was strong enough. Now, I say all that, and I hope I didn't confuse you. I say all that to say, when you're bringing in something towards you, please take a look at the impact. And I said it earlier as to what it's going to have, how it's going to impact your life. Take a good look at that, because things will change. If you're living somewhere and you decide you want to move to another town and go live there, that's fine. But when you get there, that town has its own situations, its own problems. You're not seeing those and you're not asking for those. You're just asking for the move or the house or the car or the money. But it comes in a package. And it would be great if you were asking, for example, for money and boom, a whole bunch of it just lands right in front of you and you move on with the life you're living while you have this new gift. But it does come with something. It changes the situation that you're in. And that's what we want you to take a look at. How is it going to impact my lifestyle? Whatever it is that you're asking for, that you want, that you're attracting. What do I have to prepare myself for? If you are losing a lot of weight, you want that. So you ask for that and you bring that in. Yeah, but you're going to have to buy new clothes. Well, there's that expense. You didn't plan on that part, but it's a part of the package. It will happen. You will have to go out and buy a new clothes because the ones that you've had won't work for you anymore. You may have to get a new place to live if, you know, you wanted all the cars, for example. So take a good look at how this will change your life. If it's the money, are your friends still going to be nice to you? Are they going to change who they are? Are you going to be attracting other people who is just coming towards you because you seem to have a lot of money? However it may be, or whatever the goal may be, there is going to be something that comes with the package that's going to change your life. And you're not looking at it that way. You're just looking at the good part of it. But everything has its own, everything comes in a package. And you have to be prepared to deal with everything that's in that package. And this is why I will always say, be careful of what you hope for. Because it will come to you others who I know that have gotten a lot of money because they were asking and working towards it and did all they had to do, they gave up on their health. Or they have a lot of new friends and people are texting, asking, borrowing, all these things. So you have to deal with that frustration. Something else will come with it. Regardless, we don't want to go on that side. We want to talk about and discuss attracting something in for you. You have to will it. You see it in your mind's eye. It is yours. You go towards it. It will happen. Is it the great health that you've wanted? It's there waiting for you. You will learn how to take the steps to get towards it. Is it something that you're doing that's making you unhealthy, for example? Well, if it is, you will learn not to do it anymore. Stop doing it. And here you go. The good health is coming. So work towards your goals, set it out, whatever it is that you're looking for, and know that it will come to you based on your desire. You only have to say you want it. And don't change that song. Don't change that tune. Wanting it will come. But again, spend some time, do your research, figure it out. How is this? What is it going to come with? How is my life going to change? Do I have to move out of the neighborhood? Do I have to get new friends? You have to take a look at that because every package comes with something that we don't always want. When we want to work real hard and build an empire, a nice company, or do whatever it is, the amount of time that's required to get to that level will take away from your good health. It's just how life works. You're sacrificing something to get this other thing. Is the something that you're sacrificing as valuable as the other thing that you seek? These are the things that we're looking for. But be focused and be mindful that all you need to do is just say, I want this. As simple as that. I want this. I want this. And if you're trying to get rid of the bad habit, it's better that you don't say words like I don't want, because you're still applying the word want. So you could simply change that phrase by saying, I want this. I want to be healthy. I want this. I want the good side. I want that. And it starts in the mind. Just the desire to want. And be mindful of the thoughts that you entertain from your day-to-day activity. And if they're the negative ones, you are blocking yourself. See within the mind's eye what you want. And when you see it, it's on its way. When you see it, you're moving towards it as it's moving towards you. You must see it for it to happen. And be mindful, please, and I can't say it often enough, be careful of what you hope for, because you're about to get it. So do the work that is required to make sure what you're asking for is actually what you want. It's always easier and better to get the needs. What is it that you need? That's always easier. Start with the need. We can't always have what we want, and you've heard this before, but we get what we need. That's nature's promise to us. We will get what we need. And that's what I think is a good place to start. What do you need? What do you need? The want will happen. It will happen. But first and foremost, it's going to be what you need. Focus on what you need. It will happen. We need good health. We need home, shelter, food, rest, good sleep, good company. We need all those things. Start there. Practice your desire of attraction, your need to attract. And the universe does hear your thoughts. You are the universe. So naturally, the thoughts are heard. And the desire will be heard and taken care of. Now, if you did, and you're doing it and you're not getting it, you might want to ask yourself, of course, why? And are you in a position for that? The universe will not give you more than you could manage. That's not going to happen. But you're going to sacrifice some things to get what you're asking for. If you didn't get it, maybe you just don't need it, or it's going to be more destructive than you had planned on. But what you need is out there. What you want is also out there. And all it takes for it to come to you is for you to take action and put the desire in place, and it will be yours. You will bring it in. What you want will come to you. Have we got...
Yes, we have. We have some emails. Folks, you are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. If you'd like to send us an email right now with a comment, a thought, a question, we accept all of them. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. instudio101@gmail.com. Peggy writes in, and Peggy says, yes, Barrington, we are open in Toronto. Loving it, getting out there, meeting people again, seeing people again. And next week, we're fully open to everything. Loving it. Thanks for your show. That's from Peggy. Thank you, Peggy. Sim writes in. That's a unique name, Sim.
Sim.
And he says, I am a new listener from Dayton, Ohio. Very interesting show, enjoyable. That's from Sim. Thank you, Sim. And lastly, let's see here, Dr. M writes in. Dr. M says, I am a psychologist in San Francisco, California, and I listen to your show when I can. To be perfectly honest with you, I get a lot of insight from you for my patients. And that is Dr. M. Well, Dr. M, we're going to send you a bill. No. And that's Dr. M. Back to you, Barrington.
That's interesting. I'm going to do that one last. Okay, so Peggy, thank you very much and for the email. And yes, we are supposed to be open real soon, the next week or so. And maybe we could go dine inside, you know, with our families, friends, or just however you dine. And yeah, we're looking forward towards that. That's a cool thing. It's really a big step for us. What I'm noticing as well, Peggy and everyone else, is when you're walking around, you're going about your everyday life, you're starting to see people with a little bit more bouncier attitude. You know, they're not moping around as if the sun's back out and the sun's shining again. So good things are happening, and it's impacting all of us. And like I said, we could get together now in groups and socialize like we're supposed to. You know, we're not designed to be home in the house all the time by yourself, which is very unhealthy, in my opinion. That's a totally different show. But yes, we are opening the doors again, and we're getting back out there, and we're going to do what we've been doing for a very long time. And I respect the fact that COVID has taught a lot of us, all of us, most of us, to be tolerant of each other way more than we were, and respectful of others who wants to live the life, you know, pretty much just live. And we're seeing a closer net of friends. A lot of ugliness has been exposed in recent years, since the COVID period, or recent years. And it's for the good, because if we know it's out there, we're mindful and we're all the same. Everybody was doing the COVID battle at the very same time, in the very same way, following the very same, pretty much the very same rules. So we've learned to work in a unit like one, like we're supposed to work in the unit as if we're one, because we are. And your fellow brother, sister, neighbor, everybody else is going through the very same thing that you're going through at the very same time. And I've said, this is the first time in our history that the entire world is dealing with the same thing at the same time. So that's amazing. So now we can relate to everybody and tell the same story. I personally can't wait to see the movie. It's going to be awesome, because everybody will be able to relate to what is going on and what has happened during this period and the time. So yeah, let's wait for the movie. I think one should come. You know, they always make movies about these things. So now it's real. Now we're living it. Now it's part. So thank you very much for that. And yes, we are back, sort of back to being open. Sim? Thank you for the email and appreciate you joining the show. We like it. We want you to be a part of it all the time. If you're here, though, it means that you've traveled a very long way to come and hear what we're saying. Being a new listener, hang out. You will get something for you. to take back or to live or to change your life or to open the door. And this is for everybody who's hearing this. You are new listeners are stumbling or coming into the path. If you've been here for a very long time, you can always say, yes, I now realize or I now learned this or I now can apply this. You've taken something from this and I didn't bring you here. You showed up on your own or the spiritual guide has brought you to this realization to open the door for you to experience all that you're experiencing. So I welcome all the new listeners. Thank you, Sim, and everybody else. And hang out. There's something for you to hear. And the reason you're here is for you to hear it. Other than that, you would have missed it or may have to wait a longer time to get this. So thank you for being there and thank you for joining the show. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington radio show. I have a book out there. It's called Awaken an Ascension Guide. It will guide you through life and it'll talk about what we talk about on this show all the time. And it's a guide for you to keep in near to you and hopefully pop it open every now and again. And if you should take that moment to feel down about something, you want to be able to be perked up right away and pop your head up and experience life and know that the sun is always shining and it's in your favor and you are the boss of the universe. You are the boss. You need to know that all of that is there. It's in the book. You can pick it up at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca, as well as you could check us out on the website at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. So this is good. Everything you're looking for, the shows are all there. Every show that we've always done, it's listed there. And they're all named now. Most of them are named. I think there's only a few of them that we haven't really gone through yet. And name it. Today, we're calling it Attraction because we simply, I know you could bring in whatever it is that you want to bring in. So, having said all that, we're going to go and answer Dr. M, psychologist. And that's amazing. Now, what we're talking about isn't any different than what you've studied in school. And I hope that the advice that you're taking, and Gary said we're going to send you a bill, so, but we're not doing that. That was just a joke. And that's funny, but I do want this word to be spread among everyone because everybody has something to benefit from, to get some benefits out of it. Dr. M, thank you very much. And you're taking this to some of your patients. I hope it's been working. I hope they're listening and you pass the information on as to how they could continue. I don't know if that means you're talking yourself out of work or clients or patients. I don't know how it works, but if you're a good, kind-hearted person, you want everybody to be happy and everybody to live free, everybody to live without pain, and everybody to live the way they were supposed to. By doing this and passing on the information to others, that's an amazing task. And the fact that you will have the pass it to the patient, or however they get the information, it's there, it's available. And everybody in any situation can stand up and tap into the source and connect to their own spiritual guides and connect to a source that is greater than what they believed it was, learn to be limitless. And the illnesses that they may have or the insecurities of fear or whatever it is that they're carrying around with them, they will now know how to deal with it, how to put them in the right compartment, or how to replace those bad habits, those bad thoughts with something that's more productive and it's going to be a greater task for them. That's an amazing thing. I appreciate you sending in that that email. And I hope that everybody who's hearing us will understand that this is information. It's out there in the world. I didn't make it up. I'm passing it on to you. I get it through meditation. I encourage everybody to always tap into their own source, find their own way, find their own angle. This is available to you. It is proof. All you have to do is take the step towards it and the rest will happen. I appreciate Dr. M listening to the show appreciate you as well passing on the information to those that you feel will benefit from it. That's an amazing task. Thank you very much. And everyone else who's listening, thank you very much for being a part of the Barrington Show. We talk about life. We talk about things that's going to benefit everybody. We talk about things that can improve your lifestyle. And more importantly, how to rid fear from your path how to get rid of the fear. And the one sure shot is to become more confident in your own abilities, is for you to be more stronger within yourself. And the minute you could hold up your head and realize that this is an amazing thing, the fear that you were feeling before, you realize it was only a figment of your imagination and it's not your reality. It wasn't your reality. But because you are dwelling in that path, in that negative thought process, you will always bring that towards you. And you assume at some point, doing it long enough, that this is the way it was supposed to be. I can tell you for sure, it's not how it was supposed to be. There are days when we're happy and days when we're flying high and things are great. And there are other days that we're not. You know, for whatever reason, that today's a perfect example. You have to know that the sun is always shining. That glorious sweet spot is always there. The answers are always coming to you. The spiritual guides are always connecting to you. The spiritual guides are always talking to you. And if you go through phases where you don't hear it or react to it or sense it or be mindful of it, remember the cloudy days. Just because the clouds is there today, it doesn't mean that the sun is not shining. Just because we're unable to see it today doesn't mean that it's not out there constantly reaching towards you. When the clouds or the doom or the fatigue or the stress or anything has moved out of the way, there is that beautiful, bright, sunny day. Be mindful that the sun is always shining. And at moments in our days, our lives, we probably can't see it. But it doesn't stop the sun from shining. Same thing falls true. Your spiritual guides are constantly, constantly doing their part. But there are days, there are things, moments that we're too busy, we're too occupied, we're too tired, we're too stressed, we're not on it. So we miss the signal, we miss the information, but it's always there. Pick it up tomorrow. Get yourself into that perfect spot in life where you're just doing all that is necessary and you're doing all that is right for you. And don't be caught up in the fact that it's a cloudy day, so this is it. No, it's a cloudy day, but the next moment, the next day, things will change because your spiritual guides are always there for you, always there to guide you. That's their duty. That's the agreement. That's what is necessary. Instinctively, we need to connect. Instinctively, we are connected. Some of us are just not aware of it. And it takes the practice, it takes the effort, it takes the time or the know-how to connect to that. The meditating, keeping your body healthy, eating the right foods, resting it properly, taking care of number one is what you have to do. Set yourself up. So when you go through periods, and I go through this a lot and I talk to people about it all the time, it seems as if I'm somewhat disconnected from what I know is out there. There's spiritual guides, the focus, the instructions, the communication, all these things. There are days or weeks I go, I'm feeling somewhat disconnected. But that's my cloudy day. I could look back and say, well, I've been extremely busy the last couple of days. I'm not sleeping and, you know, I'm not doing this and not doing that. I got liquored up. Whatever the case may be, something had come into the path. Maybe a cloud had come into my path and took me away from that connectivity, that realization of the connectivity. It's always there. It's just always that I'm not mindful of it. But when the clouds have moved away and my life goes back to another path, I tell you, boom, there it is. Burning up. And the information comes flying through. Attract yourself to something that is positive. Attract yourself to companies that are positive. Attract yourself to something that's going to bring you tighter. And realize that you are connected to the one source that exists, regardless of how you communicate with that one source. Are you praying? Are you meditating? Are you whatever it is? However you connect to that, it is there for you. And it's never, ever going to leave you. Some of us are a lot more connected than others, which is what I say, more awake than others, not to insult anyone. But the time that you put in to find your own realization will determine how connected you are, how connected you realize that you are. The connectivity always exists. You're never cut off, and you are never alone. I need for you to understand that you are never alone. Even when you think this is the most private moment of my life, my time, my day, you are never alone. Your spiritual guide's there with you. And the instructions are being passed to you. They warn you of danger. They warn you of every crazy thing that can happen to you, because you're never alone. Learn to connect yourself. This is what is necessary. You want to live. You want to get the maximum out of now. You want to clear the clouds forever. You want to rid yourself of the camouflage that was given to us. You want to realize you are limitless, and everybody who lives on this planet has the same potential. It's the desire that is the difference. If I want, and I've said this many times, I think if I wanted to play basketball like Michael Jordan, I'd have to have the same passion towards it or desire, and probably about another 2 feet taller, but that's, you know, we could deal with that after. The point being, it's the desire that sets out the greatness in others. You have that for whatever your passion is, whatever it is that you want to accomplish, that desire is equal to everybody else's. You get the same portion. I've said, when we bake that cake and put all the ingredients in it, mix it up and do it nicely and stick it in the oven, when it comes out, you cut a little piece of that off. All the ingredients is in that same little piece as it was in the full cake, proportionately. Your desire is the same as everyone else. Figure out what you want. Please be very mindful of not attracting negative things. And most importantly, and I've said this a lot, do not order negativity for another person. It doesn't work. You're ordering negativity. And I've said this before. You're ordering negativity or bad things or bad karma for someone else, but the deliverer only knows your address. So guess what? Be careful not to be sending out that negative towards anybody, because you're ordering it. And once you've ordered it, there's only one address, and it's probably you. No, not probably. It is you. So don't wish anything bad for another person. Don't wish a bad upon another person. And if you ever intend to look down on somebody, please be with the intention of helping, raising, elevating, bringing them back up, if that's the case. Do not order negativity for anyone else. Do not order negativity, period. Period. Don't order any for yourself, and don't order it for anybody else, because it's going to show up. And again, the deliverer only knows your address. So if you are going to dig a pit for somebody, please dig two, because you'll be the first to fall in. Be positive. Send out strength to others and see how they grow. Send out positivity to others and see how they grow. Send out positive energy towards each other and see others and to see how well it grows. For you to sit there and wish something bad was to happen to someone else, you are ordering that for yourself. Please be mindful of that. Attract yourself to something positive and move towards it, because what you order is about to be delivered. Thank you all for your emails. I respect that. I went on for a little bit about talking about what we normally talk about on the show. You're listening to Barrington on Reality Radio 101. Thank you very much. It is a beautiful Sunday. We are broadcasting from Ontario, Canada, for those around the world. And I hope you're having a great Sunday afternoon, if it is Sunday where you are today, and enjoying life and taking this advice or taking this instruction to open the path to get to where you want to go and take it literal and act accordingly. I hope that, wish that for everybody. Do we have any more emails?
We do. We have two emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, we could see quite a few people around the world tuning in. You are listening to The Barrington Show. Send us an email right now, nstudio101@gmail.com. That's nstudio101@gmail.com. Annie wrote in and said, Barrington, I think that was very funny when you said you're waiting for the movie regarding COVID. Ain't that the truth? That's from Annie. Thank you, Annie, for that. And Sam writes in and says, when I listen to you every week, I get such a positive vibe that my week goes very, very well after listening to your show. I really appreciate the insight, the knowledge, and the teachings that you give every week. Thanks a million. And that's from Sam. And let's just double check right now, make sure. And back to you, Barrington.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Annie, there has to be a movie. Everything that happens is going to be a movie and has been a movie. And I think maybe, you know, I feel strongly that there will be something about the COVID spread. There was about SARS and, of course, many other outbreaks that we've had. And I don't see this being any different. The only thing I'm thinking of is that everybody who will see this movie will be able to relate to hopefully something that's there and tell their own story. And we can also appreciate the fact that not everybody's going to be happy because it may bring them back to the moment where the negative parts of COVID has impacted their lives. But regardless, it is it's going to happen, I think. That's just a thought. And it'll be a good thing. It'll be a good thing. I like the fact, like I said earlier, that we've all been sort of huddled together, if you want to use that, huddled together because of COVID. And everywhere you go, something related to COVID was the conversation. Well, for us up here in Canada, we didn't go anywhere. We didn't have anywhere to go. Anyhow, but every time you get into a group or a conversation with somebody, COVID was mentioned or COVID was being talked about, or COVID might've been the focal point, the nucleus kind of thing, you know, because we're all experiencing at the very same time. So I feel that if or when there is a movie that is about the COVID-19, then if they don't call it COVID-19 anymore, but if and when that movie occurs, we'll all have a piece of it that we could say, this is what I was doing at that moment, and this is where I was. And I remember hearing that piece of news and so on and so forth. And I hope it's done in a very tasteful way and respecting all those who maybe had given their lives, lost their lives as a result of what happened during that period. But definitely, I think there'll be a good movie coming out. Sam, thank you very much. And you listen to the show and you feel a little bit pepped up, you say, as the week goes on. And I appreciate you saying that, because that answer is for everyone else, everybody, including you and myself. Every time I do the show and I finish and I say what I say and I walk away, I feel very good about the show and the fact that somebody's going to hear it and it's going to make that change. Someone will say, well, it's not impacting everybody, or, you know, not everybody is listening to it. Sure, I get that. But if one is listening to it, that's really important. There's a story being told about somebody walking on the beach and saw a whole bunch of crabs that were abandoned or dying on the beach. And they picked one up and threw him in the ocean. And somebody made a comment saying, well, they're still going to die. But to that one, it really, really made a difference. And to you, that one who's listening to the show, I really hope it makes a difference for you. You'll change your life, you change your mind, you change your lifestyle, you change your attitude, you change everything towards life, and definitely others will see it. You're dusting off that light, you're turning on a light bulb, you light up the hallway, you light up the alleyway, you light up the path, and everybody could see this light and want to know what it is and come towards it. This is how we work. We teach each other. Everything that you're doing, you're teaching. To the one, it makes a really, really, really good impact on that one. And that's what matters. We're talking about the one. And by the way, let me just say this at this very moment. We're all one. Just saying that. We're all one. We're all one. So if you're the one who's taking the information and changing your life and making your life such a much greater change, others will see it. You are actually just teaching who we consider others how to react to what the one has heard or experienced. We're all one. And to the one and the positive things and the teachings and the vibes that you get from my show, I really appreciate that. And that's the intent. We want you to tap into it, learn from it. And if this is your wake me up pill or phone call or radio broadcast, hey, by any means necessary, because the intent is to get you there, to wake you up, to wake up, to have you open up your eyes and live at a higher level of consciousness. That is the intent. If you could take that information and pass it on to somebody, that's brilliant. But remember, we're all connected and we're all doing our part. And all you have to do if you're listening to this is just to live your best self. Learn how to live your best self. That's what you need to do. Do your path. Do your thing. Do you. This is the good thing. Others will see it and they'll run towards it. We are attracting other people, much like the magnet and the steel. People will come towards you. They want to know what you're eating, what you sleep, where you're sleeping, how you're sleeping. What is it that you do that's making you so happy, making you such an amazing person? And eventually the questions will be asked. And if you have the ability, oh, I got it from this source. I got it from that source. I got it by doing this, I doing that. And then now you're passing it on. I would like to say I went through the process of learning all these amazing things that exist in the universe over many years. And people now who knows me, my everyday life, they could see the impact that it's had on my life. Are they willing to jump ship? Not always, but they're curious and they're asking questions. Are they going to give up what they know to be the truth or the real way of life to jump on my nope, but they will hear it. And this is it. When a person or somebody hears the information, they will think about it and decide whether or not they're ready or they're not ready to take this step. And when they're not ready, it's the fact that they don't understand it. And when the calling comes to them, when they can be able to explain their dreams, their actions, their thoughts, then they will pay closer attention to it, because you're not going to hear the music until you're close enough. When you step into spirituality and you start living that life, you become a part of it. You are a part of it. You're still conscious. You're more consciously aware. You're wide open. You're exposed and you're there. You're living in the now, which is what really matters. And what it's like, it's walking into that marketplace. And when you're on the outside of it, it sounds loud and it's confusing and it's, you know, probably even smelly. But regardless of what happens, when you merge into that marketplace, you become a part of all of that. And it's not loud or crazy or chaotic anymore. You are a part of it. I'm not trying to suggest that once you get into spirituality, it's going to become chaotic. It's not. It's going to be cool, calm, and collective. So you could use that very same analogy. If you're getting out of your loud car, then you're walking into the church and all of a sudden it's just dead quiet, or the school or the classroom or the seminar or whatever, or the movie theater. Eventually you blend into that and become a part of it. This is how it happens. Your spiritual guides will bring you to a source, to a place that you will merge into and become a part of it. And the rewards, this is phenomenal. The benefits, phenomenal. That's what we're hoping that you will see. Thank you very much for that, Sam. And I'm glad that you're getting the positive vibes from all of this and the teachings. It's not my teachings. I'm just passing words on to somebody else or to someone else. And you showed up here to hear it because it's your turn. You're now tall enough to see over that fence. There's your opportunity. Those who didn't hear it, they have to wait till they get to that level before they could see over the fence or to see the benefits of it. You'll never see over that bar until you're tall enough. If you prop yourself up, eventually you have to come back down to your level. if what you're hearing isn't ringing bells with you, for you, you just have to wait till you get tall enough or get closer to it. Inevitably, it happens. For some, in their very, very young age, and for others, maybe a little bit older. Regardless of what happens, you are born here fully, fully consciously aware of being a spiritual being. And when you leave here, you will leave the same way, as a spiritual being. The course between birth and death. Whatever we do, however we do it, or when we do it, towards the end, we merge back into what we know, because we have to change our attitude. You went on a vacation and you had the time of your life. You partied your butt off, but you have to go back home, and you can't bring what you've experienced on the vacation home with you, other than just the thoughts or the memories, but you can't bring home the beach. So you leave it there. Pretty much is what we do when we come to this planet. We come in as a spiritual being. We learn, we gain, we carry things. And at the end of the day, we go back to the source, the one source. We become non-physical. The body is now removed and you go back to your spiritual side. You can't take anything with you. Much like you can't bring home the vacation beach or pools. You can't. When you're here, you're learning to be human, and at the same time, you're gaining, and you should be learning how to tap or connect your spiritual existence. Unfortunately for a lot of us, because of the chaos and the life that we live, we tend to think we're missing out and we're not instinctively connected. But we are. We're always instinctively connected. Some of us are just a little too thick. The clouds are a little too gray or dark or harsh for us to see the light. But the light is always there. Open up. Open your eyes. Wake up. Tap into your spirituality. Tap into the source that's guiding you. How would the caterpillar know how to get into this cocoon to come out as a butterfly? Someone had to tell them. And they do it all around the same time, around the same age, I guess. But they come out. They merge into something brand new. Who passed that information on to them? And what are we supposed to be going through? What is our state of metamorphosis? What is it? Wake up. Wake up, everybody. Just wake up. Everything that exists on this planet is a benefit for all of us. We need to find that out. Wake up. Open your eyes. There's more to life. Don't take his story as the story. Don't take that story. Don't take history as your story. Today, you're brand new and you're living in the now. Wake up, everybody. This is what you need to do. Tap into your spiritual guide. Learn how to attract positive things into your path. Learn how to guide yourself. Be guided. Learn how to connect into the source. Be a part of nature, because that's who we are. You are a part of the universe, and the universe is actually in you. You're not in it. You're in the universe. The universe is in you. Everything that exists on this planet exists in you, pretty much like the cake and the ingredients. It's in you. So you have this amazing potential. You have to know that. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. Have we got anything else there, Gary?
Just one email. Jamie wrote in and he said, I live in Toronto also. Stay healthy. Even if you go out, you should still practice some protocols temporarily just to be sure. And that's from Jamie. And back to you.
Okay, thank you, Jamie. Thank you for that. Yes, in Toronto, you do have to practice everything, folks. We're not over yet. Don't throw away that stick before you cross the water fully. You know, you still need to be mindful and cautious and, you know, protect yourself. We're not happy with it, but we've been doing it for a very long time. Now we could see the light at the end of the tunnel. Thank you very much for that, Jamie. And just as a reminder, you know, we are going through this. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. Please don't throw away the stick until you fully cross the water. But we're going to go through. What that means is, you know, be cautious. We still are part of it. I still go to clients' homes to see my clients, and they're putting on their mask, and some of them ask me to put my mask on. But so it is still real. It is still there. It's still, you know, part of our existence. But thanks, Jamie, for the reminder in Toronto. And hopefully we're going to go through a lot of changes in the next few weeks. And like I said, maybe some time will pass where we don't have to worry ever about what has occurred in the last 18 months, I think. We don't have to have it on the front of us, our sleeves, and carry it around. And hopefully when you get together with a group of people, it doesn't become the topic. It'll pass. Like I've always said, this too shall pass. And here's the amazing thing. It is passing. So the light is being shone at the end of the tunnel. So our focus is there. But in the meantime, yeah, still be cautious and still wash your hands and do your social distancing. You've been doing it for a long time. I think you're good at it now. Even though I tend to walk out of my car and reach the front door of the building before I remember to get my mask. But it is what it is. It's a small thing. Thank you very much for listening to the Barrington Show. Thank you for being a part of it. I really appreciate you giving up some of your Sunday to listen to the show. I hope this was medicine for you. I hope it was some good food for you and food for thought. And once you realize that you are the greatest asset that exists, the body, your mind, your spiritual existence, we are all the same. We're all connected to it. Once you realize this, you'll see the amazing changes that occurs in your life. You'll see the things that you crave. Please eat the right food. You'll see the things that you crave. That is not what you've been doing for the longest time. You'll run towards it. And once you step into this new box, a new form, a new lifestyle, a new spiritual way of existing, you will question, why didn't you do it soon enough? Well, I answered that earlier. You're not going to reach to the top of the fence, and you're not going to see over the top of the fence until you're tall enough. So when it's your turn, when you show up here, when you listen to the radio show, when you are told about it by a friend, a colleague, or you may have heard it on the radio advertisement, whatever the situation is, whatever brought you there, you're there, you're here, you're hearing it, you're ready, you're tall enough, you're getting good. You now know that there's more there than you thought. This is an opportunity. The door's been open. You're not hearing me by coincidence. I don't agree that that exists. Everything happens that happens for a reason. The ones we don't understand is simply because we don't understand the other person's motive. We've heard many stories of those who come here just to experience something. They come and spend a very short time like a baby, or they come and spend a very long time, or they come and deliver a message and be awesome for us. They come and do fight. They come and give us ways of living. They come and expose us. The Indigo children are here now to teach us how to live the new life. So we don't know how much time that person you're standing beside, talking to, all that. We don't know how much time they've got to deliver their message. But everybody has a message. Everybody has something to do. Everybody has something to accomplish. You don't know how much time. When you're with a partner for a very long time and that comes to an end, well, the teaching is over, or the guidance is over, or whatever it was. Did you get together just to have the children for you to raise them? Or did you move to this town to get this job and now to be exposed to the city to get the information that the city has to teach you? We don't understand all that, but if you could step back and look at the very broad picture of all of your existence, you'll truly understand. Just because you don't understand it doesn't make it wrong. It's just different than what you would have done. Thank you again. You're listening to Barrington talk about reality. We're talking about spirituality. We talk about not much today, but the spiritual aspect of our existence is why we're here. And we've come in here because we're able to turn our thoughts into something physical, something tangible, and on earth is the only place that's possible. But thank you for being a part of us. There's a book out there. It's called The Awakening Ascension Guide. I hope you grab it. It's at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. Again, it's been a beautiful Sunday. Thank you for sharing some of it with us. Enjoy the rest of the day. Make the best of it. Remember, COVID is still there. It is still real. Remember to go out and participate in getting the vaccine because it is a part of it. Remember to be kind to everybody. Remember to take good care of yourself and protect that body because without it, you're not here. So remember, it's the greatest asset. Sleep well, eat well, rest well, eat the right foods. If it's bad for you, do not do it. And my last words of closing, if it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. If it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. Have a good week.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.